buy my ticket for the long way round, to buy the whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company, and I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are tuned in to yet another intermediate lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Diana.
Hey, haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I think you've traveled from around the world to be sitting here in the booth with me today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I feel so honored.
In fact, today's dialogue is based on a true story.
About traveling and travel hiccups.
Yes.
Okay. Travel hiccups is what we're talking about today. So let's do it to it and listen to the dialogue.
Chloe, you look well rested. How was your trip to Zhangjiajie?
Oh, the fresh mountain air and clean water will do wonders for your spirit.
So everything went according to plan?
Oh, not at all. There were a few hiccups along the way. The trip started off with lost luggage, and to add insult to injury, all my clothes were packed in my checked bags.
Seriously? How inconvenient.
Yeah. Luckily, I wore several layers, packed the most essential toiletries in travel-size bottles, and brought all my electronics with me.
I always pack a few changes of clothing in my carry-on. You never know when you might need to live out of your suitcase.
If you want to save space, you can roll your clothes and use smaller items like socks to stuff into the nooks and crannies.
How do you deal with toiletries? I'm always so paranoid about leakages.
Well, I use tape to seal the lids or caps, and I pour liquids into vacuum pump bottles for extra security.
Wow, you're such a packing guru.
Okay, so we have two friends in our dialogue today, James and Chloe. And I believe Chloe went on a trip, right?
Mm-hmm. So first, James says that she looks well-rested.
She looks well-rested and asks, how was your trip to Zhangjiajie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well-rested. So this means, like, you slept well, you got a lot of sleep.
Right, so you look good, right? Maybe your skin's a little bit brighter and your eyes are more awake.
Basically, you don't look tired.
Mm-hmm.
you look like you've slept enough, you've been eating right. You know, you look good.
Yeah.
Right? You look good. Okay. So she says, oh, the fresh mountain air and clean water will do wonders for your spirit. Okay, do wonders?
Do wonders means that it'll do great things.
Do good, right? And this is something that we can expand upon today. So here, she said, do wonders for your spirit. But what are some other things that, well, we can do wonders for?
First, we can talk about anything that's related to our body. We can say that, you know, this conditioner will do wonders for your hair.
Okay.
Or maybe this vitamin will do wonders for your health.
Okay, good, good. Or, let's see, one more thing. Let's give one more example. You could say something like, learning a new language will do wonders for your brain. It'll help you learn a lot.
Yes.
Right? Okay,
yes.
Cool. So, everything went according to plan, he asks. And what did she say?
Not at all. So she says that there were a few hiccups along the way.
Hiccups. Okay, so this is something else we are going to expand upon today. Hiccups are, well, sometimes if you, like, you eat too fast or, like, you drink something too fast.
Or you laugh too much.
Yeah. You
right.
Right. You
They're very annoying.
Yeah, very annoying.
Right.
But hiccups can also mean, like, problems. So she's not talking about eating a big meal on her trip and then having hiccups. She's talking about having problems, right?
Right. So the trip started off with lost luggage.
Right. So since hiccups can be a problem, and it seems that she had some problems on her trip, what are some other things that you can maybe have hiccups from, like problems?
You could say that there are hiccups during your career, maybe.
Okay, so like maybe your career hasn't been going too well and you've been experiencing some hiccups.
Right.
Okay. How about this one? This is a good one. Maybe some of our listeners when trying to get a visa to America, have experienced some hiccups when applying for the visa. So hiccups here, they can mean small problems, right? But they can also be big problems.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you talk about them as when they're big problems, calling them hiccups is kind of like you're not making it seem very serious. You're like, oh, you know, we had some hiccups here, you know, but they actually were pretty big problems.
Right. So you're trying to play it off.
Yeah. Like a marriage could have hiccups. And if your marriage has hiccups, there are probably some pretty big problems, actually. But you're kind of making it seem like, oh, you know, just some small problems. Okay.
I think in general, if you're talking about a hiccup, it interrupted whatever you were doing.
That's true. So yeah, if you're trying to do something else, like you're trying to reach a goal, but you experience a problem that keeps you from reaching that goal, that can be a hiccup.
Right.
Okay, cool. So she did have hiccups along the way, right?
In fact, her trip started off with a pretty big hiccup.
Which is?
She lost her luggage, or not maybe her, but the airline.
Okay, so, right. So the airline may have lost her luggage. That'd be horrible. And here we go. To add insult to injury.
This is a great phrase.
All of her clothes were packed in her checked bags. Here's a good saying, So to add insult to injury.
To make matters worse.
Yeah, so basically when you have one problem, things are already kind of bad, and then it gets worse by having another problem.
Right. It always gets worse.
Yeah. So, I don't know, like, So basically, So she lost her luggage and then all of her clothes were packed in her check bags. So she had one problem and then she had another problem.
Right.
And so it's just like, oh, to add insult to injury. Right. I think we should come up with maybe one more example to let our listeners get a better idea of how to use this. How about, when walking to my car, I realized that I lost my car keys. And to add insult to injury, by the time I got to where my car was parked, I realized that my car was stolen.
That's just awful.
So you think you lost your keys, but really...
You lost your car.
Yeah. So maybe you lost your keys because someone stole them, then stole your car. Anyway, so you had one problem and then you find out that actually you have an even bigger problem after the first problem. Okay. So we have this term here, checked bags.
So these are the bags that you usually check in once you go to the counter at an airport.
Right.
And they are put into the cargo of the plane.
So they're put under the plane, basically. So when you go to get your ticket to get on the plane, if you have some big bags, you say, here, I'd like to check these bags in. So we call this checked bags or checked luggage. Okay, cool. So talk about inconvenient. But luckily, she did what?
She had worn several layers. She had packed her most essential toiletries. And she brought all her electronics.
Okay. So she wore several layers, meaning she wore multiple clothes. So maybe she had on like three shirts.
Right.
So she wasn't going to be too cold. And then, so the most essential toiletries. Okay, so essential is like needed.
Right. So the most necessary or basic.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody has essential needs. For example, everybody needs to eat every day.
Right.
It's an essential need.
Yeah.
Right. So here, though, she's talking about essential toiletries.
So toiletries are basically, I would say they're usually liquids that you use to wash your face or your hair or your body.
Okay, so liquids we'll be talking about in a little bit also. But toiletries can be like shampoo, right?
Right.
Okay.
Body wash.
What about toothpaste?
I think that would fall under the toiletries category.
Yeah, I think, I do think toothpaste is a type of toiletry. Okay, cool. Got that cleared up. Well, apparently James, he says he always packs a few changes of clothing in his carry-on.
Mm. So this is basically the bag that you bring with you onto the plane.
Okay, so this is not your checked-in bag.
Mm-hmm.
This is your carry-on bag.
Right.
So you carry it on the plane.
Yes.
Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that you never know when you might need to live out of your suitcase.
Yep. So this is a great phrase, too. I feel like we usually use this as a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you're traveling or if you're moving around a lot, you'll have to live out of your suitcase, which is really to live off of not much.
Right. Yeah. So if you're living out of your suitcase, maybe you don't unpack. Maybe you don't have a closet.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you do have a closet, but you're traveling so much that pretty much what you have is what you keep in your suitcase.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're kind of living out of your suitcase. Always on the
go.
That's right, always on the go. So basically, Chloe, though, here has a suggestion for James, right?
Right. So she says, if you want to save space, you can roll your clothes and use smaller items like socks to stuff into the nooks and crannies.
Okay, we got a whole bunch here. Okay, so roll your clothes?
I would say it's the opposite of folding, right? So you're trying to save as much space and make it really small, so you're rolling your clothes into, like, basically it's like a rounded shape, right?
Okay, I see.
I was trying not to use Chinese, but yes, it means to Jin.
Okay, cool. So to roll your clothes and use smaller items like socks to stuff into the nooks and crannies. So stuff, here we're not talking about things, but here stuff is a verb, right?
Yeah.
So to put into something.
Right.
Here, stuff these things into the suitcase.
Right.
Okay. Nooks and crannies.
This is just the really small, you know, maybe odd shapes that small things will fit into.
Okay, so just like small spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can have nooks and crannies in, like, I don't know, in a suitcase. You
right.
can have nooks and crannies in a house, maybe.
A closet.
In a closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like small little spaces where you can put things into.
Mm-hmm.
Nooks and crannies. Cool. All right, so how do you deal with toiletries, James asks.
He's always so paranoid about leakages.
Yeah, he is. Paranoid about leakages. So paranoid means, like, just really worried.
Right, it's overly worried.
Yeah, it's like, do I have my passport? Oh, yeah, there it is. 2 minutes later. I have my passport, right? Okay.
Is that
I really don't want to lose my passport. Yeah. Well, actually, that would be kind of, I know sometimes I'm like, I find myself like checking again and again to make sure I have my passport on me.
Yeah.
Because that'd be the worst.
That's true.
You have an international flight, go to the airport.
Usually, yeah.
And then no passport. Ooh, that'd be pretty bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other definition of paranoid is usually like a fear of someone watching you.
Yeah.
Very paranoid.
Yeah. Is it paranoid? Everyone's watching everyone.
Everyone's watching everyone.
Yeah. Paranoid just means to be overly worried about something. So worried that it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's paranoid about leakages.
Right. So earlier we said that toiletries were usually liquids.
Mm-hmm. Wet stuff.
Exactly. So those things can spill or leak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a leakage is much smaller than a spill, right? It's like a little bit comes out.
I guess it depends. A leakage is just when something comes out. A spill is like when you knock something over.
Mm.
If you have a glass and there's something in it and then you knock it over.
Like everything comes
spills.
Out. Yeah.
But leaking is like maybe you have like a hole in a bag. So a little bit of things start to come out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So leak usually happens like through some sort of hole or if something wasn't tied tight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in addition to leaking liquids, you can also leak information these days.
Especially top secret information.
Yeah, this is a good term. So if you're somebody who works like in the government and you have secrets, like government secrets, if you tell them to people who aren't supposed to know them, you can leak information. Right. There's a big organization that everyone knows, WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Right? So they leak information.
And also, a lot of celebrities often get caught up in these public scandals, maybe. And a lot of times, it involves leaked photos.
Okay, so like photos that were given, they're supposed to be secret photos, mm-hmm. and then they give to somebody.
Right. Okay. Someone paid a lot of money to have those photos become public.
Yeah, so it's leaking information. Okay, anyway, Chloe, what does she do about leakages?
So she uses tape to seal the lids or caps, mm-hmm. and she also pours liquids into vacuum pump bottles.
For extra security.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so tape, sticky stuff. 胶带.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then to seal means to kind of close off, to mm-hmm. make closed.
Right.
So, yeah, you can seal off a lot of things. So here she says lids or caps. These are all tops.
Mm-hmm.
Lids, caps, and tops are all the same thing. They're all on the top of bottles.
Yes.
Right. And then she pours liquids. Okay, so water is a liquid.
Yeah.
Beer is a liquid. Wine is a liquid.
Face wash is a liquid.
Is it?
Usually.
It's kind of thick, though.
But we still consider it a liquid.
Yeah, it's kind of like a goo.
But that is a liquid.
I know, I'm just kidding. It's like a thick liquid. Gravy is a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Okay, cool. So many different types of liquid. Into what kind of bottles?
Vacuum pump bottles.
I didn't even know what this was at first.
So I had to explain this to Spencer. But basically, these are bottles that use a vacuum as well as a pump. So in order to get the liquid out of the bottle, you have to press down on a pump. And as you use the liquid, the bottle becomes smaller.
The bottle itself becomes smaller, or the inside of the bottle?
The inside of the bottle becomes smaller.
So you push down on something on the top, like maybe a button on top of mm-hmm. the bottle,
yeah.
and it brings the liquid out.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Got it. And apparently, Chloe is a packing guru.
Mm. So another word for expert.
She's a master of packing.
Yes.
Cool. Great. Well, how about we go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time?
Sounds good.
Chloe, you look well rested. How was your trip to Zhangjiajie?
Oh, the fresh mountain air and clean water will do wonders for your spirit.
So, everything went according to plan?
Oh, not at all. There were a few hiccups along the way. The trip started off with lost luggage, and to add insult to injury, all my clothes were packed in my checked bags.
Seriously? How inconvenient.
Yeah. Luckily, I wore several layers, packed the most essential toiletries in travel-size bottles, and brought all my electronics with me.
I always pack a few changes of clothing in my carry-on. You never know when you might need to live out of your suitcase.
If you want to save space, you can roll your clothes and use smaller items like socks to stuff into the nooks and crannies.
How do you deal with toiletries? I'm always so paranoid about leakages.
Well, I use tape to seal the lids or caps, and I pour liquids into vacuum pump bottles for extra security.
Wow, you're such a packing guru.
All right. Well, today's lesson is based on your recent trip to Zhangjiajie.
Indeed.
Okay. So did you have some travel hiccups along the way?
Yeah. So basically, the biggest hiccup, which was the lost luggage, that definitely happened to me.
Wow. You actually lost your luggage.
Yeah, I know.
Oof.
And to add insult to injury...
Mm-hmm.
It's really cold there at this time of year.
Yeah.
It's basically like a bunch of mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So I really only had the clothes that I was wearing on my body.
So it wasn't enough.
It was not. So I had to go buy extra clothes.
Lovely. That mm-hmm. sucks.
Of course.
did I take it you eventually got your luggage back?
Yeah. So they basically flew it a few days later because the airline only has that same route twice a week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had to wait four whole days.
Was this China Spring?
No, it was, I don't want to say it. It was a Chinese airline, though.
Okay. Wow, you're nice. You're not trying to leak information, huh? Did you sign some sort of contract?
No,
not to
I
leak
did
information?
Not. I guess tell if us, someone asked...
Tell us, Diana, which company was it?
It was Hainan Airlines.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Information has been leaked. That wasn't too hard. Well, happy to hear that you got your stuff back mm-hmm. after having a few hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
And have you guys ever had any travel hiccups? If so, please let us know in the comments section. We would love to hear about it. And if not, tell us what you would do if you lost your luggage. I'd go insane.
You would?
Yeah, I'd be really mad.
We were pretty pissed off, my dad and I.
Yeah, I'd be super angry. Anyway, hope you enjoyed today's lesson, guys, and we will see you next time.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. It's got mountains.